Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi taking a subject on internet marketing. We are on chapter 13, which is the last chapter, using social media for internet marketing. In this particular chapter, I am going to give you a complete exposure about how you can use social media to really leverage your marketing initiatives online. Whatever online initiatives that you are doing, how could you leverage? Social media is nothing but the media that unifies social population in general. There are open social medias which unifies any and everybody. There are professional social medias like LinkedIn. There are specific purpose-driven social media like Twitter, which is essentially small feeds based social media. So we will try and get into understanding how this can be leveraged to influence for lead generation, etc. So let's begin this understanding. What is social media marketing? In the internet world, social media has helped number of online business to constantly contact their users in a very effective way. By being on the social media, you are able to connect well with your users. It has become important to embrace the technology, enjoy the reward. It is not that a business can be free from not being on the social media. Hiring social consultants in India helps gets you good visibility. They are able to better place you at the right place among right people, etc. They know the nuances. They know the what is hashtag and hashtag can do, what is a pages and page can do in say Facebook, etc. So all those things being known to them, they get you better results. Section will analyze the social feedback cycle, taking into account the effects of social media on the consumer behavior, buying behavior, etc. People use internet as a first source of information. So when they get into the net, essentially the internet is the first source of information, post which they gather into social media to see if there is any murmur about your service, your product, etc. They create recommendations, they create requests, requirements. Today now you can even seek help, you can create your voice. So various options are there on various social media platforms. People tend to share information about product, service, good or bad. They comment there freely. So that's one part which needs to be really understood and managed well. Largely affects the consumer purchase. It's really critical for you to know that it is not bad to have a negative report, but it is important that even every report, every comment is attended. When the third person visits and he says that there is no reaction from the organization, that's the time they built their opinion that this organization, there is something fishy. People use the internet as a first source. Yeah, we have discussed this. So one need to be really proactive in getting the social media to your side. Consumers declare that they trust and believe company, they believe brands, etc. Social medias are gathered also in many ways. You have pages, you have groups created, you have organization pages, you have product, you have local market. That's a service say, like Facebook offers, etc. So these are the things that is a market driven platform that has been offered within the social media. You need to see that how you can leverage that. What kind of social media marketing, what kind of aspects that one need to really understand why this is important for you. So user generated and published information. Social media generates a lot of user created content. Users are proactively coming forward and sharing. They are commenting, they are ranking you, they are showing their likes, they are showing their, so the dislike, this thing has still not come in. But number of likes on your this thing indicates, because somebody who is having 1,000 likes and more than somebody who is having just 1 like or 10 or 100 likes, that itself gives them the idea. Multimedia. There are so many medias that has come under the umbrella of social media. Facebook, be it Pinterest, be it Instagram, be it Twitter, and there are many more, LinkedIn and many more, video, YouTube, etc. So video based, text based, content based, graphic based, there are so many these things are there. So you have a multimedia exposure possibility. Upload time and reaction time is almost immediate. The moment you upload anything, it is visible to the world around because it's a internet based interaction. And when that happens, the reactions is also prompt to come in. Collapsed geographically. Collapsed geographically means it tries to tell you that it has shrunk the world. It has really made the globe as a global market. So you are within one location, you are trying to reach the nook and corner of the world. So all the walls have been broken, barriers have been broken in terms of reaching your content. Like I am a very avid Instagrammers, etc., especially with the photography perspective. And I am amazed even today that how the picture that I upload within 15 seconds, there is a reaction from the world corner or another corner of the world. And some photographer, some person likes my picture and all. And that's how you wonder how quickly it has been uploaded and reached them. So that's the beauty of it. Incorporates old and new internet technology. There are so these people always upgrade them. So your effort that you have invested and amount that you have invested in them are not going to go waste. They are the one who proactively upgrade themselves. So it is always ready for embracing the new internet technology. So you are always going to leverage more and more rather than losing your investment onto it. Social medias are communication of people who typically share a common behavior. They will come together because they have certain common likes and certain ideas and certain interests, etc. Therefore, they come together. On LinkedIn, I have subscribed most of the marketing groups or most of the organization pages, etc. Because I'm into I'm a marketing professional and I want to know more about B2B, etc. So therefore, I have subscribed to a lot of company pages. So any update on that company, I come to know first. The most popular social network includes the Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn and whatnot. And you can go on. This list is enormous. People provide the content. Companies do also that. They do not control the marketing content anymore. Yes, company can upload its own content, but the marketing murmurs, the marketing discussions, that is all left for the consumer to proactively comment. You can only watch. You can only listen, as we said earlier also. Negative word of mouth can spread also worldwide, so you need to know how to contain, control and not allow it to emerge in the first place. And if it has come in, how to attend it smartly. Social media now is a main factor in influencing many aspects of the behavior. Awareness is facilitated, information is facilitated, consideration, so decision making is also influenced by social media. People will try and see if there is any negative related to your product. So even on the Amazon, when I go and I try to see ranking, I try to see if there are any negative comments on various apps that you before downloading, you try to read below if there is any comment about those apps being there, etc. So that is what makes it a powerful tool. To make your social marketing venture successful, you of course need to have the content which is very engaging. Your content must have power to cut through the clutter, layers of cynism or layers of apprehensions in the mind. It should be breaking the myths that they have in mind, etc. So create a content which is very relevant, people are looking for, people want to know more about, kind of a thing. You get that needed advantage of a social media platforms where you know your target readers better. Advantage is, if you know your target readers better, you tend to get a better traction based on what you are providing as a content to them. So what is critical about social media? That is what we are trying to cover out here. Know your audience. Yeah, you need to really know your audience and put them into center of all your social media initiatives. Be it a content, be it a promotion, be it an offer, whatever. It's about an action. So social media, this thing cannot probably get you the more of a business action, but it can certainly help you with the lead generation. So what kind of action are you proposing to the customers? And if it goes well with their social connect, then they are the one who will proactively participate. And their participation is nothing but another form submission, which is of a friendly nature, and but you generate a lead for yourself. There must be an exchange. So again, typical of a marketing needed, there has to be an exchange. So there is a value that a person gets in exchange of connection with you. So that's what is the significance of being on social media. So know your audience, create an actionable points for him, and create a worthy of exchange. So he should continuously feel a need to be in touch with you. So therefore, they will either subscribe, they will either like your page. YouTube is a subscription. They will follow you on Instagram. They will become your friend on Facebook, etc. So that's what it is. And then you can create a group within the Facebook, your associates group, your business groups, you can relatives groups, friends groups. That is possible, having taken them as a friend. So that's the beauty. Some of the famous social media platforms we will quickly cover. I'm not going to invest a disproportionate out here. Facebook, as you know, it is a platform that gives you a friendship opportunity with the people either you know, with your relatives. It allows you to remain constantly connected. It also allows you to connect with unknown entities. It allows you to connect with certain groups that is of interest to you. You can create your own page based on your likes, hobbies, etc., based on the business that you are in. So home food making or your art classes and, you know, those kind of things you can promote using Facebook page. So it's a powerful tool where friendship is sorted. When friendship is sought and you accept, the person becomes your friend. Yes, you can create a privacy by blocking, taking any new requests, etc. Within your this thing, you can create a relevant pages for which you can create subscription like, etc. So those people will constantly get an update when you post on your page and all. So it's a very dynamic platform. People create pages for their locality, create pages for the groups. There are groups formed on the Facebook, and when you in some groups require permission to get entered, some groups require free access to them. So it's a powerful tool in its all. Twitter is all about, as the word goes, tweet. So smaller message, but more probably frequently tweeted, generally with the news breaking, generally with the product launches, generally with the events, generally with the incidents, generally about expressing yourself, the freedom to express yourselves. So you have seen what Kangana Ranaut is doing it, or you have seen what government does it when they have to raise voice. You have seen PM Modi complimenting jawans and all. It is all through Twitter, or expressing condolences for certain laws happening and all. So that's a Twitter, and it gets picked up very fast because newspapers are there, individuals are there, groups are there, followers are there. So that's a Twitter. Come to LinkedIn, it's a very professional group, groups of working professionals, be it on an employee on some companies or be it a professional serving the businesses, etc. They are all supposed to be there. They have their followers, they follow somebody, etc. They participate in groups, they like and become a member of certain groups. So they keep getting an update of posts which is coming in their groups, etc. They can create their own page and do that. Like for example, I have my own page on LinkedIn called Tutorials for Marketing. It's about equipping, providing knowledge to people about marketing, essentials and basics of marketing. So that's what is the power of LinkedIn. Coming to understanding the existing social media paradigms, and we want to quickly understand. So prior to that, okay, I have covered key four social media platforms earlier section. Now we understand certain essentials, certain basics known as a paradigm of social media. Social media marketers tools can be used largely for free and very easily in comparison with other promotion tools. Most of the entry level, this thing is free on them. Later on, they have services. So I have created a page. Page creation is free, but then getting more and more subscription to that page, likes to that page, I have to take the paid services of Facebook. So they also automatically page you. I have my page on, say, LinkedIn. LinkedIn at a regular interval pages me that, you know, kindly publicize this, kindly popularize this page, etc. For which then I have to get into the paid advertising with them. So that's the power. As entry level is free. Marketing helps the amplification. When you do it rightly, the word of mouth, so that entire viral marketing aspects helps you. You can create a good research, short researches are possible on them by creating a short questionnaire ready to fill in this thing, etc. Idea generation, you can call for ideas, call for recommendations, various aspects are possible. Improves the company's search engine optimization. So knowledge about that and what customers are looking for, which groups have a major membership, etc. All this will give you some perspective which helps you in SEO. Social media uses creativity, and it's a tool where creativity is well recognized. Community building, yes, people would like, same people with same interest would like to come and be open about it. So there are laughing groups, there are yoga groups. So when tomorrow I get inclined about that, then I have to search for it and then go find the relevant groups where I can become a member. So it is as simple as that. it doesn't require initially a big budget. Later on for promotion, you will require budget. So you create a platform, then later on you try to build that platform. Every marketer is now armed with the highly effective online communication tools. So social media is one of them. One of the challenge for the market is to find which social media. Consumers are more than on one media. So challenge is to know whether I will be better reached through Facebook or an Instagram or a Twitter or Pinterest, etc. So that's a challenge. Today, no doubt, because Facebook, Instagram and all are being WhatsApp and all being merged under one group. So they offer you seamless connectivity. But yes, you probably have to be very clear about what is your focus media. Customers tend to use multiple platforms for the information. So you need to know where will you be when they are searching for the information. Should be able to determine where, when and how the consumers are interacting on the social media. This helps you to define the influencers. So how the social media and the people there are influencing the masses, that can be studied by you. And that can be probably utilized by you to your advantage. Social media platforms foster communication around the brands. It can create a healthy interaction about the product, about the market condition, about the positivity. So declining the negative word of mouth, protecting your interest, etc., putting your view forward without any hesitations, etc. So this is the power of a social media. So these are some of the key paradigms of the social media. That we should be aware about. We continue on understanding the media paradigms. The customer's experience of advantages and disadvantage of the product service will make them, and from its personal opinion. So, how he uses that media, he forms his personal opinion, which they rapidly share with other platforms, which influences the other potential customers. So, there are people who have a myth that Instagram is not for him, or they believe that it is idiots who are generally on the social media. So there are even people like that. They feel that being on Twitter is a representation of being intellectual. So there are all those things are there, but you as a marketer needs to find a middle path to see that how can you reach maximum of your customers who are on the social media in a right way. In the second stage of their purchase decisions, look for experiences of the existing customers online. So that's where the social media play a very vital role. Those who are happy and those who are most angry about generally put their opinion. If that ratio determines the decision of the future buyer. So if they see on your page a lot of negative this thing, then they are apprehensive to come to you. So what are the benefits of social media? We are studying this overall under the paradigms of the existing social media. It's a direct communication. You are reaching your target customer and the masses. It's an en masse direct communication. Yes, direct can be made specific to your target group when you take a paid advertisements. Brand awareness and exposure. It gives you good exposure. It gives you a good brand awareness. People's awareness about your brand and service improve. Ability to advertise more effectively. So when you use the paid platform available, you are able to micro segment. Specific locality, specific geography, specific age groups, specific behavior, etc. So that's the advantage. Cost effectiveness, because each money spent, you know the outcome. You are able to measure how many likes did I get. So if you have gone into increasing the likes or the followers, then you will see the result. If you got into action-based promotion, then those action feedbacks will give you an idea about whether your investment was worthwhile. Increasing organization's visibility, whether you are looking at more and more visibility for your organization among the social people, yes, then you can, that's a one benefit. Lead generation, by allowing people to interact with you under some cue, that will give you the desired lead. Effective monitoring of the competition and then target specific information. So for example, if I have to give you an idea about lead generation, Asian Paints every year comes out with a very beautiful, creative this thing. Attend our seminar. They have a very good studio at Bandra. So attend our workshop, attend our seminar. So here they invite you to send your request. Send request is a form which you have to essentially fill up. So they get your personal information, or they publish, get a free booklet for the color coding of your house. And know how which color suits. Wherein which are the other options available to you. So when you do that, The next is the call comes to you. They take your address and name and all what you do, your professions you are in, etc. So they have built a credible resource for them. Effective monitoring competition is, what is competition doing? It is visible right to you. So when you study that paid exposure, when you study the free exposure, you come to know as to what are they up to. Specific information can be obtained about social media, the behavior of consumer out there and all. So that's a benefit of being on the social media. Seven types of social media channels are available. Ignore the title. It's a seven types of social media that is available, channel available to you. One is a social networking sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, etc. So, second is a blogs and microblogging. So there are WordPress, there are Twitter. So these are those blogging platforms, media sharing sites, YouTube, Vimeo, Flickr. These are the places where you can upload videos, GIF, etc. User-generated content, Wikipedia and all other user-generated content. Wikipedia is a kind of an encyclopedia where user keep coming and improve the subject matter related content out there. Social bookmark and news sites like Reddit, Daigo, etc. So this is what makes that. This is another social media platform. Forums and message boards, forum, Yahoo groups, etc. are the forum supports. And Google also has, Gmail has the forum, built into their Gmail platform, etc. Social events, meetup, Eventful, etc. So they, it's an event-based forum, which is allowing people to come for a common event together. So these are some of the channels that is available to you on a social media. What is of your taste? What is the taste that your customer has? Accordingly, you decide whether you want to be on YouTube or whether you want to be Facebook or what. And so, or a forum, etc. So that's a choice that you as a marketer will have to decide. Scenarios, a special blend of social media and traditional marketing. Okay, this is one scenario. How the social media today and the traditional marketing can blend together. Blending social media with your traditional marketing practices is highly effective as well. Both can survive, both can complement each other. That's what is the focus that you should have. You must always try to see that you create a harmony and complement each other. So what is happening on your offline should complement what is on the online, or should online complement, offline should complement with what is online. So you have to decide what complements what. Encompasses multitude of strategies and tactics. Marketing will require you to, for each segment that you are planning to serve, have a strategy, offline strategy, online strategy, etc. Both needs to see and done in weighing of various scenarios, various challenges on each. Offline has his own challenge, online has his own challenge. So you try to blend things what is appropriate for you. New websites, you announce through social media, you announce through traditional post also, you are starting off a new web service, etc. Photography, photographs really leverage and impresses people. There are ways to leverage the photographs that you have, and you create that positive vibes for your organization, brand, etc. Article teasers, scenario, so publish a brief article in your local newspaper or trade magazine that discusses a particular problem that your business can address. So create a conversation by publishing an article. Article will be talking about the health effect of impure water, and then you are in the business of reverse osmosis water purification system, or so those kind of things. Like, you are relevant to the society, you are relevant to the social class by way of what you do and by way of providing the content relevant to them. Analytics and traditions. Social media analytics gives you a lot of data about demographics, behavior. We have studied this in earlier, this thing. It may not be so with the conventional media, but try and see that how you leverage this media analytics, learning from that also in the other medias. So that will help you to boost return on investment. Scenarios to be considered by blending contests and sweepstakes. A very powerful tool. Create a contest. The other aspect is a sweepstakes, which is a kind of will-based, as they say, or it's a game of chance overall. Contest is based on the knowledge. It's a MCQ, or you have created a certain submissions that a person has to do, which is getting evaluated. So that entire thing created on social media will garner you required traction. More and more people will come. Besides that, you have newsletters and various other things can be utilize to garner people's interest in you. Surveys, leverage social media to get the existing customer feedback and well acquire information about prospective customers, etc. These various platforms offer you certain options of a limited nature of feedback that being can be obtained by their platform. So utilizing that, you can create a conversation using a survey. Surveys are, say, on LinkedIn, you create a survey where you discuss certain points and you seek the feedback, what the professionals thinks about it. So, and you have given them the MCQ, they put their comments, you get a result. Then you decide whether you want to share these results with them again and get into the conversations, etc. So that's another aspect. How you can be effective on social media and traditional marketing both. This is over under various scenarios and we blend between social media and traditional marketing we are studying. Timing is everything and ease of use. Timing is everything means like every time that you release your post or advertisements, time is very important. Time that is when you are referred most. While in the print and other things, it is okay, specific time only, the print will be morning or when the person reads, broadcast TV and all is available every day. So whenever the person is in front of the TV, he may come across your television advertisements. Therefore, there are certain programs which garner a lot of traction because their TRP is high, etc. Ease of use is like everybody don't need every information. In earlier print and those kind of thing, everything was furnished in one go. Social media and online digital media allows you to slice a provision of information as per the interest of the recipient. So a recipient who is keen to know more has to submit his form. The submission of the form generates lead for you. So that's the advantage. Thank you.